Hallelujah. We just pray over our families. We just pray over that next generation, Father God. Lord, that this will go from generation to generation, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We pray over the children and the classrooms and the babies. And Lord, I thank you, God, that yes, you have put it on us to train up our children, to teach them the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. I love in the Bible when it talks about Abraham, because God trusted that he would teach his children the ways of the Lord. So Lord, that tells us that we need to be teaching our children your ways and training them up in the way that they should go. And Lord, that they will never depart from you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you show us things that are happening in their life, that is happening to not only them, but Lord, the whole generation that is being brought up, Father God. The different struggles that might have been different from ours, Lord, that you show us as a church, as the body of Christ. Hallelujah, of how to combat those things that the devil is trying to lie to them about, that's trying to distract them with. So thank you, Father God, that right now we pray over our children here in Bullhead City and the surrounding areas. I thank you, Jesus. We pray over these children that are here at Spirit Life Church. We pray over the children that are in the schools. We pray over the children that are in the houses, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that there is more of a spiritual awareness and awakening inside that next generation, inside the children, Father God, that they will even be bringing it up to their parents, that they will be seeking it out from their schoolmates of, oh, they're a Christian. I want to ask them about this. They're a Christian. And Lord, I thank you that will be so strong in our area, Father God. That your anointing will be flowing out of this place this morning, Father God, because we have prayed it out this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that we see a wave of children, a wave of teenagers, a wave of young adults, a wave of toddlers and babies, hallelujah, a wave of families coming into knowledge of Jesus Christ and your peace and your joy, hallelujah, that you have for them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the restorer, hallelujah, that you are the redeemer. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Let's just pray for the families and the children in our area and here at Spirit Life Church. Let's just saturate that with prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We combat that lie that Satan's trying to tell the church of this will somehow be the last Christian generation. I combat that lie, hallelujah, with the authority and power of that Jesus gave me, glory to God, and his disciples, glory. Thank you, Jesus, that we will not believe that we see that it is a lie, and we have a choice not to believe that. But Lord, your word says the opposite, that there is going to be the last revival, hallelujah. that there will be the latter rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we will see that, that we will be prepared for that as a church, Father God, that we will see those things. We are going to have the supernatural be working in our lives as Christians, as Christ followers, every day, not just in these four walls, but outside. Hallelujah. And that we'll be able to bring them in and get discipled up. I thank you, Jesus, that that lie says this is the last Christian generation, that we're losing, that we're not winning them, that this culture is more of a non-Christian culture and they have no idea who Jesus is. That is a lie, because the Word of God says there is a latter rain. The Word of God says that His sons and daughters will prophesy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that there will be that end time revival. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That is the truth. That is what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, show us those things of how to connect to the families and to the children in our area. Show us those things of where we need to be able to make those connections. Father God, with the foster care system, thank you, Father God, for that is a connection that you have Lisa and Larry there for a purpose and for a plan, a divine purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the parents, that the Christian parents that are in the different schools and different things. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that we are, that you will show us divine inspiration, divine ideas of where we need to be to connect and get that next generation and get those children in. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory.